神的话语在哥林多前书十章一至四节。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。我好高兴啊 ，Pastor Scott 为我哋证道。今日证道嘅题目系 Christ in our wilderness。唔该。
All right, thank you, Deacon Harvey.
谢谢林执事。
And it's a joy to be here again.
很高兴能够再一次来到这边。
Now, how many have ever spent time or traveled in a desert?
你们当初有些人来，有些人到沙漠当中去旅行过呢？
Did you enjoy it?
你是不是很高兴去那边呢？
Yeah, usually when we think of a desert or wilderness, we don't think of a nice place.
当我们到旷野或者是沙漠的时候，我们不觉得那是一个很好的地方。
You know, usually we think of wild animals.
我们想可能会看到一些野生的动物。
Or we think of hot days and cold nights.
但是我们经常会想到是有天白天天气很热，晚上很冷。
Now maybe some of you would like the adventure of going through wilderness and just seeing the sights.
你们当中有些人可能有那冒险泛滥精神，想要到旷野里面去体验那个生活。
Now some of you today, you may not be very happy coming into church today.
但是你们当中有些人来到我们的教会当中，你今天可能不是非常高兴。
Because the reality is, all of us in our lives, sometimes we go through what we call a desert place in our life.
就像我们每一个人在生命当中，我们有时候是经历过像在旷野当中的历程一样。
When life gets tough,
生命可能会，生活可能会很艰难。
And it seems like a lonely road.
我们觉得我们很孤单。
And there's not a lot of seems like help around us.
在我们当中没有什么可以得到帮助的。
You know, we're supposed to rejoice in Jesus Christ.
我们应该在主里面要喜乐，在基督里喜乐。
But sometimes you just find it hard to have that joy.
但是我们经常觉得很难会有这样的喜乐有时候。
Maybe you've lost a loved one.
或许你失去你心爱的人。
Maybe you have a cancer diagnosis.
或许你最近刚被诊断有得了癌症。
Maybe you've lost a job.
或许你失去了工作。
Maybe your kids are getting on your last nerve.
但是你或许是你的小孩子让你觉得非常生气。
And sometimes, even for a Christian, life can get hard.
就算对基督徒来说，我们的时候生活也是很困难的。
But the good news is that God has not left us alone in our desert place.
但是好消息就是说，耶稣基督从来没有离我们自己独自在旷野之中。
We can rejoice all the time.
我们可以时时喜乐。
And we can have joy in the midst of trial.
我们在困难在试炼当中，我们依然可以常常喜乐。
Now I learned a Christian kid song when I was young. It says, "I'm happy all the time."
我们在小时候学到一个儿童诗歌，就是我们可以时时的喜乐。
And I realized, the older I get, I realized the Christian is not happy all the time.
但是我们越来越大，我们就觉得小时候这句歌词可能不是真的，我们不是时常能够喜乐。
Not a superficial happiness.
不是表面上的喜乐。
But we can have a deeper joy even in the midst of darkness.
而是在心中的深处，即便在黑暗之中，我们心中还是充满的喜乐。
And I just want to encourage you that God will be with you in your wilderness.
我想在这边鼓励大家，即便我们在旷野当中，基督也与我们同行。
Now the Israelites, they knew something about the wilderness.
以色列人他们知道在旷野当中生活是怎样的状况。
In fact, let's look again at what Deacon Harvey just read, 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们再读一次哥林多前书十章。
So Paul is writing the church at Corinth.
所以保罗使徒保罗写信给哥林多教会。
And he's really telling them that the spiritual experience of the Israelites is very similar to the New Testament church.
他告诉他们。他们的属灵经历事实上跟以色列人在旷野的经历是很相近的。
So he tells them, I don't want you to be unaware, brothers, that our Jewish fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
他说，弟兄们，我不愿你们不晓得，我们的祖宗都从前都在云下，从海中经过。
And what he means by that is, if you remember the Exodus story.
他是要提醒他们回忆到以前出埃及记的故事。
of Israel coming out of Egypt, being rescued by God out of Egypt.
以色列人当时从埃及里面出来，受到神的拯救，渡过了红海。
God manifested His presence in the form of a cloud in the daytime.
在旷野当中，神让他们看到，在白天就像云柱，在晚上就像火柱一般。
And a pillar of fire at night.
在晚上是火柱。
And so the Jewish people literally saw the presence of God going with them as they left Egypt.
犹太人当他们离开埃及的时候，他们亲眼看到了神与他们同在。
And of course, they saw God's powerful presence work as he parted the Red Sea and allowed the Israelites to go through the Red Sea.
特别是当神用他的手分开红海，所以以色列人可以渡过红海，经过干地。
And it's interesting the language Paul uses in verse 2. He says, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
我们在第二节里面我们就看到保罗用一个很特别的方式来解释。他说在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
They were part of God's redeemed people.
就像这些是神所拯救的人。
And then God, when they came through the Red Sea, they went on their journey into the wilderness.
他们来到红海，他们经过他们属灵的历程的时候。
And they, it says in verse 3, they ate spiritual food.
不仅是他们受了灵洗，他们也吃了灵食。
Which is actually a very interesting statement.
这是一个很有趣的描述。
Spiritual food.
灵食。
You see, if you remember the story, God provided something called manna to the Israelites to eat in the wilderness.
我们记得在旷野当中，神提供给他们的食物是什么？是玛拿。
And he also provided quail, birds as meat as he gave them from the sky.
而且从天上降下鹌鹑来成为他们吃肉类的食物。
And then in verse 4 it says, the Israelites, they drank a spiritual drink.
而且在第四节他是说他们喝了一样的灵水。
And it says the Israelites drank from a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ.
这个水灵水是从灵石灵磐石当中出来，这灵磐石就是基督。
Now, if you know anything about the story of the Israelites, a lot of times they complained and grumbled because the food didn't come when they wanted it.
你们如果知道以色列人的故事的话，他们经常会抱怨埋怨，因为食物没有按照他们所想要的时候来。
And the Jews were scared because they didn't see any water around them.
当时的以色列人非常的害怕，因为他们看到周围根本就没有水。
Yet God provided miraculously this little cornflake thing called manna.
那神很奇妙的在他们周围预备了玛拿。
He provided birds to eat.
他们也预备了鹌鹑，让他们有肉类可以吃。
And then he literally had water come out of a rock for them.
而水是从那磐石里面出来的。
And what's really interesting is that Paul, looking back on the Old Testament, he says this rock.Sort of symbolize Christ.
那保罗带领哥林多教会人回顾到以前出埃及的故事的时候，他看到这灵磐石就是基督。
So God was with Israel all the way through the wilderness.
所以基督就是与当时的以色列人同在，经过那旷野。
It was a scary place.
是很可怕的地方。
But God was their God, and He would never leave them.
但是神他应许，他永远不离开他的子民。
What's interesting is that God says He provided spiritual food.
但不是看到这边，神提供了灵的食物。
Even though they ate real physical food,
虽然他们是吃的是实际上吃到肚子里面的食物。
I believe what God was trying to teach them was that more important than physical food was to rely on God.
但更重要的不光只是让他们看到吃到肚子里面的不光是会让他们饱足的食物，更是需要依靠神来得着这样的食物。
More important than physical food was God's very words to rely on.
更重要比吃到肚子里面那实际的食物，更重要是要依靠神的话语。
For man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the word of God.
人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠神所口中所出的一切话语。
God wanted to teach them what it was to trust Him, that He's good and He's all-powerful.
神要教导他们要信靠他，他所说的、所做的一切都是好的，都是善的。
And I love the fact that even before Jesus had come in the flesh, He was there in a sense with the Israelites in the Old Testament.
所以在耶稣还没有道成肉身在历史上面显现的时候，他事实上就已经与以色列人同在在旷野之中。
I think it's really interesting. I heard a commentator say this about the rock.
有一个解经家有一个很有特别的方式来解释这个磐石。
If some of you know the story, Moses got angry with the people and he took his staff and he struck the rock.
所以当因为以色列人一直抱怨，所以摩西对这些以色列人生气的时候，他拿了他的杖来击打磐石。
And the rock gave forth water.
所以磐石就出了水。
And really, someone said this is like Jesus.
我们看到这就像耶稣一样。
We've all struck Jesus.
我们在耶稣要受难、要上十字架前，这些兵丁击打耶稣。
We nailed him to the cross.
我们把他钉在十字架上。
And out of Jesus flowed living water.
从耶稣的肋旁流出活水。
You see, Moses did not obey God. He was supposed to talk to the rock and not hit it.
耶稣，我们看到摩西他没有按照耶和华的命令。他不应该击打磐石，他是应该是命令磐石出水来。
So we like Moses, we all put Jesus on the cross. We struck him.
我们就像摩西一样，我们击打那成为为我们成为灵磐石的耶稣。
And what a wonderful God, despite our disobedience, God showed mercy and provided living water.
即便我们不顺服，神依然为我们流出他的宝血。
God still provided life to people who were sinners.
神依然为我们这些罪人来提供这样一个救赎，这样一个生命。
What God is trying to tell His people is that, don't trust in yourself, trust in me. I am life.
所以神在这边要告诉以色列人的是，不要靠你们自己，要信靠我，我要赐给你们生命。
And see, I really think the whole Exodus story is really a picture of our salvation.
所以我们看到，真的出埃及这个故事，就是我们每一个人得救的故事。
How were the Israelites rescued out of Egypt?
这些以色列人是怎样被拯救出了埃及呢？
They were slaves to Pharaoh.
他们是法老的奴隶。
And God miraculously saved them.
神奇妙地从法老的手中救赎了他们。
The Israelites did not do anything to save themselves.
以色列人没有做任何事情来拯救他们自己。
In fact, later prophets in the Old Testament say it's not because the Israelites were more righteous than the Egyptians.
旧约的先知也这样说，并不是因为以色列人当时是比埃及人更公义。
God chose this Jewish people to reveal Himself to the world.
神拣选了这些以色列人，好让来显明他自己，向世人显明他自己。
And what was the last plague that got Israel out of Egypt?
所以在最后一个十灾降下的最后一个灾是什么呢？
The death of the firstborn son.
所以就是那击打击杀长子的灾。
God said, I'm going to kill the life of every firstborn son in Egypt, including the Israelites. I'm going to show my judgment.
所以他说，我要击杀在埃及地所有的长子，包括连以色列人的长子，我都要击杀，来表明我是神。
But he told the Israelites, if you want to preserve your firstborn son, you have to take the blood of the lamb and put it.On your doors.
所以他告诉以色列人，如果你想要拯救你自己的长子的话，你就要把那杀的羔羊的血涂抹在你的门框之上。
So when the angel of death saw the blood on the doors, he would not take their firstborn son.
所以这死亡的天使经过他门槛的时候，就会越过他，不会取去那长子的生命。
See that lamb was the substitute for their firstborn son.
所以我们看到那羔羊的血就是代替那长子的生命。
Just as Christ now.Is the substitute. The firstborn son of God is the substitute for our lives.
所以就像耶稣基督他是神独生爱子，他取代了我们的罪，为我们死在十字架上，成为使我们得着生命。
See, it required the death of the firstborn to release Israel from Egypt.
所以需要靠着长子的死才能够使以色列人出埃及。
See, it requires God's own one and only firstborn son to release our slavery to death.
同样的，神要靠着他独生爱子的血，使我们除去这样死亡的咒诅。
So Jesus is our substitute.
耶稣是我们的代替。
Jesus got on the cross and paid the penalty for our sins.
耶稣死在十字架上，成为我们的挽回祭，使我们不再受罪的刑罚。
We deserve to be on that cross.
我们是应该那被钉在十字架上的人。
Because we're all sinners before a holy God.
我们在神面前，我们都是罪人。
And he's a God of justice.
他是一个公义的神。
He hates evil.
他恨恶罪恶。
That means we're all in trouble.
我们都在他的震怒之下。
Because we're evil in our hearts. We have evil.
我们心里面充满了罪恶，一点好的都没有。
But God provided His Son as a sacrifice.
他用他的独生爱子为我们成为牺牲。
He had no sin.
他没有罪。
And he became sin for us.
他为我们成为那罪的代赎。
And see, Jesus got up on the cross for Scott.
耶稣上了十字架为了 Pastor Scott.
I should be up there.
Pastor Scott 应该在，我也应该在那里，我们大家都应该在那。
I should be up there, but Jesus died in my place.
我们都应该被钉在十字架上，但是耶稣基督为我们而死。
He took God's just punishment on his shoulders.
他把他神公义的审判，把他完完全全靠着他的公义来圣洁来承担。
And God accepted his sacrifice on my behalf.
神接受了他为我们的代赎。
And we know that I will come alive again because Jesus rose from the grave.
我们知道，我们也从他里面得着了复活的应许，因为当他从死里复活的时候
，He bodily came alive again out of the grave.
他的肉体再一次的从死里复活。
And it says, if anyone believes that I've died for your sins,
他说，任何人只要信我是从死里复活
，and I've come back to life on your behalf,
我为你的罪而死
，you'll be saved from death.
你就可以免去罪恶死亡的刑罚。
You'll be saved from sins.
你会免于罪恶的刑罚。
You have new life with God right now.
你在神里面，你有了新的生命。
And we will live eternally with God in the new heavens and earth.
我们将来会在新天新地里面与神永远的在一起。
Praise God for that.
我们赞美神。
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And Jesus, He sacrificed His life for me.
耶稣基督他为我们牺牲了生命。
The cost of me being released from slavery was Christ's own life.
他为我们付上这奴隶代价，就是那他在十字架上为我们受死。
So Israel was redeemed out of Egypt.
所以以色列人从埃及地被拯救出来。
We were redeemed. We were redeemed out of death.
我们从死里面，神买赎了我们回来。
And then God brought them through the baptism of the Red Sea.
神借着在红海里面所受的洗，把他们救赎出了埃及。
Just as the Christian is brought into baptism to publicly declare his belief in Christ.
所以我们基督徒在神面前见证受洗，表明我们是耶稣所拯救回来的。
And then Israel is brought into the wilderness.
耶稣，以色列人被带到旷野。
And they were looking forward to the promised land, the new land.
他们要进到那应许之地。
Just like we now in our lives, we're sort of in a wilderness.
就像我们现在一样，我们现在也在旷野之中。
And we're looking forward to the new heavens and earth.
我们仰望着那新天新地，那应许之地。
Our lives, we're in the wilderness right now.
我们的生命就像在旷野之中。
It's not always a bad thing.
不见得是一件坏事。
God provides food in the wilderness.
神在旷野里面为我们预备了零食。
God provides water in the wilderness.
神在旷野里面为我们预备了灵水。
And God is always with us in the wilderness.
而且神总是与我们在旷野中与我们同行。
And because of Christ, He will surely bring us to the promised land.
因为基督他会带领我们进到那应许之地。
Look, Jesus Himself understands the wilderness.
耶稣他自己清清楚楚地知道旷野里的经验是什么。
His life was a wilderness as well.
他也曾经在旷野里面生活。
And in fact, one commentator said, look, this life is sort of a forming process.
有一个解经家这样说，我们今天的生活就像一个在塑造我们的生活经验一样。
And maybe what we're really being prepared for is not only this life, but the next life as well.
我们事实上是在预备我们来生的生活。
And some people think of, you know, some people think of heaven as boring.
有些人觉得说在天上的生活可能是很无聊。
Be honest, who's had that thought? Anybody thought of heaven as boring?
你有没有觉得说你大家诚实一点，你会不会觉得说在天国天堂生活很无聊？
Am I just going to be on a cloud?
我是不是就在云上面
singing praise songs for a million years?
天天唱赞美诗歌一直到千万年百万年之久。
With a harp in my hand? With a harp in my hand? A harp?
然后手上还拿着竖琴啊，一边弹一边唱。
That is, I'll tell you, that's boring. Yeah, that is boring.
听起来很无聊。
But we don't understand the new heavens and earth.
可是我们不明白。
The new heavens and earth is so much more glorious. We can't even imagine what it will be like.
新天新地比我们所任何人想象得到的还要更荣耀、更光明。
A new heavens and earth.
新的天与新的地。
Where we'll worship Christ and be with Him forever. Yes.
我们要敬拜耶稣，我们要与他永远在一起。
No more pain and suffering.
不再有痛苦，不再有苦难。
It seems like there will be cities and life on the new heavens and earth.
在那边充满了生命。
It'll be like our life on our good days, but millions of times better.
就像我们现在有时候会过得好一点的日子，那我们在天上过的日子会比那个好上千万倍。
And we'll always be with our Savior.
我们会与我们的救主时时在一起。
We'll always be loved by Him perfectly.
我们可以时时体验到他的爱。
And we'll get to worship our Lamb who died for us.
我们可以时时赞美那在宝座上面的羔羊，那为我们而死的羔羊。
I want to go there right now.
我现在就想去到那边。
But God has work for us here.
但是神与我们现在有使命。
And so we have to realize that God is that our life right here is a vapor.
我们现在在世上生命就像那瞬间会失去的过去的事。
And God is making us more like Christ, and one day we'll be like Him forever.
神要使我们借着在世上生活，使我们更像基督。有一天我们会与他同在一起。
So our desire now.Is that Jesus would continually make us like Christ so that we can reach more in this world for Jesus.
所以我们希望的就是神使我们更像基督，所以我们可以把他的福音传给更多的人。
God is going to use a disciplining wilderness experience to make us more like Jesus.
神用旷野生活的经验来使我们更像耶稣基督。
God wants to make us like Christ.
神让我们更像耶稣基督的形象。
And over our lifetime, He's going to continually mold us and shape us like a potter.
神在我们一生当中，他要像一个陶匠，不断的陶塑我们，造就我们。
So that we can bring more and more glory to Him.
使我们能够把更多的荣耀带到他的面前。
And that we can bring others to Jesus to be in heaven.
而且使更多人带到神的面前，可以与我们同在天上。
Listen, Jesus Himself went into the wilderness.
耶稣基督他本身就经过那旷野。
Jesus had a wonderful experience at his baptism.
他在约旦河边受洗的时候，他有一个很美好的经验。
If you remember, John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
我们记得施洗约翰在约翰河畔为耶稣基督施洗。
And it was a wonderful time.
那情况非常的壮观。
God the Father spoke from heaven.
天父从天上把天开了。直接向耶稣说话。
And he said to his son, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And so God was declaring publicly at that moment that Jesus is His Son.
所以天父在那个时候向所有人宣告，这是我的爱子。
This was sort of the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
这是耶稣在世上服事的开始。
And the Father was speaking.
那天父在这个时候说话。
The Son was present.
儿子父圣子在那边。
And the Holy Spirit came down like a dove.
那圣灵从天上降下，像鸽子一样。
He was at this time sort of beginning his earthly ministry.
在这样一个三位一体的同在的时候，耶稣基督开始了他在世上的服事。
But check out the next verse.
但是我们看到下一节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 1.
马太福音第四章第一节。
Now after this wonderful experience, here's something very interesting. Jesus was then led up by the Spirit.Into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
就在那么一个美好的经验之后，马上耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
How ironic is that?
这是一个很讽刺的对比。
Here Jesus is announced to be, you know, the Messiah, and then immediately God the Spirit leads him into the wilderness.
在约旦河畔，天父直接宣告这是弥赛亚，但是下一节马上他被引到旷野。圣灵的引到旷野受魔鬼的试探
，to be tempted by Satan，
受魔鬼的试探。
Many know the story. He fasted and prayed for 40 days, 40 nights.
我们知道这个故事，他在旷野禁食了40天。
We would typically say this is not right.
我们很经常会说这是我们想来是不对的。
Jesus, it's time to take your kingdom.
这耶稣，你应该在这个时候应该要成为您的国度的王。
But notice, it wasn't that Jesus was somehow carried out to the wilderness by the devil.
但是他不是就单单的被带到旷野去。
The Spirit of God purposely put him in the wilderness.
他不是因为魔鬼带领到他到旷野，是圣灵带领到他到旷野去。
Because God wanted His Son to learn how to become mature and trusting in His Father.
因为天父需要他在这个时候学习怎么样能够成熟，怎么样子能更依靠他的父。
Now, Jesus is fully God.
耶稣他是完全的神。
But he's also fully man.
他也是一个完全的人。
And so he, as a human, he has to learn how to trust in his father.
他道成了肉身，他必须学习怎样子来依靠他在天上的父。
God has to form his son and give him trials to make him the perfect savior for us.
神必须在这个时候陶铸训练他的圣子，让他知道怎么样子成为人的救赎。
I think this, what this is saying is that Jesus could not die for our sins at 5 years old.
所以换句话讲，耶稣基督他没有办法代替我们的罪受死，当他只有五岁大的时候。
He had to literally learn how to obey his father.
他必须要在肉体上面学习来顺从那在天上的父。
Until the perfect time came.
直到神所定的日子来到。
Where he could get on the cross.
他上到十字架上。
Look at Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 and 9.
我们看到希伯来书五章八到九节。
Although Jesus was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
See, Jesus, in his humanity, he had to learn to obey God.
我们看到耶稣在他的肉体，在他人性当中，他必须学习要怎么样子来顺服神。
And he suffered.
而且他受苦难。
And he suffered more than any of us have ever suffered.
他所受的苦难比我们任何人所受过的苦难还要多。
But he walked in our shoes.
他与我们同行，他知道我们的苦。
So here's what I want you to remember.
所以我希望你们大家记得。
When you're going through a hard time.
所以当你的人生经历苦难的时候。
Jesus understands because he's been there.
耶稣完完全全明白你的苦难，因为他经过那些苦难。
He was tested and tried.
他曾经被试探，而且他也曾经被试炼。
In fact, his whole life he was tested and tried.
他的一生就是那受试炼试探的过程。
Yet he kept his eyes on his father.
但是他专注眼注视在天父的身上。
And he knew his father was perfectly good.
他知道他天父是完全的美好。
And his father had a plan to save people from their sins.
而且他相信这神所设的救赎的计划是那要救赎他所命定的人。
And see, the wilderness is a time of forming us to become more like Jesus.
旷野经验是让我们能够学习怎么样更像神。
So we could say Jesus is the better Israel.
所以我们可以说耶稣他是一个更完美的以色列人。
See, like the nation of Israel,
就像以色列国,
they had a terrible time in the wilderness.
他们在旷野的时候他们的经验事实上不是很好。
They grumbled and complained.
他们持续的抱怨持续的埋怨。
They got sick of cornflakes on the ground.
他们不喜欢吃玛纳吃久了觉得很厌烦。
Or otherwise known as manna. They wanted filet mignon.
他们想要吃牛小排。
They didn't think God would provide water for them.
他们不认为神会给他们水喝。
And of course, they could trust God.
他们可以信靠耶稣，他们信靠神。
After they've seen all the signs and wonders, it's crazy that they could not trust God to provide for them.
但经过这么多的神迹之后，他们却选择了不愿意相信神。
And we would do the same thing if we were there.
那我们如果我们也在旷野的时候，我们也会有同样的反应。
But see, Jesus, he was the better Israel.
耶稣他是一个更完美、更完全的以色列人。
He was the true Israel.
他是真的以色列人。
And see, where Israel fell, Jesus never fell.
以色列人民族他在旷野失败了，但是耶稣没有失败。
See, Jesus told Satan that I must live on God's words, not bread alone.
所以耶稣在旷野告诉撒旦说。人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Jesus learned that it was better to trust his father's will than to rely on earthly desires.
耶稣在旷野学到了，他必须完全的依靠神口中所出的话，而不是依靠人手所得到的食物。
Jesus was our true representative.
耶稣是我们真正的代表。
And of course, Jesus passed the test in the wilderness.
耶稣基督在旷野通过了这样子试炼。
But listen, if you're going through a hard time, Jesus understands.
所以当你经过苦难的时候，耶稣完完全全的明白。
Look at the cross.
看到那十字架。
Jesus was left alone on the cross.
耶稣 独自被钉在十字架上。
He says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他说：“神啊，神啊，为什么离弃我？”
He was alone.
他独自被钉在那十字架上。
He was beaten.
他被击打。
He died on that cross.
他死在那十字架上。
But he knew that God was good.
他知道神是美善的。
He knew that his father had a plan.
他知道他的父有一个完美的计划。
And 3 days later, up came Jesus from the ground.
3天之后，他从死里复活。
He became the source of eternal salvation to all.
他成为那我们众人永远得救的盼望。
And he is with us in the desert place.
他在旷野与我们同行。
He's with us in our darkness.
他在我们的黑暗人生的死因幽谷当中，他与我们同行。
He will never leave us or forsake us.
他不会离开我们，他不会放弃我们。
Jesus will provide healing ultimately.
耶稣成为我们终极的拯救。
You see, remember Adam and Eve, they had a garden. They didn't have a desert, they had a garden.
我们看到亚当跟夏娃，他们在伊甸园里面有一个花园。
And the crazy woman ate from the tree. Just kidding, sorry.
那个疯婆子吃了那树上的果。
The man was even worse.
那人更糟糕。
He should not have followed the woman.
他不应该听那女人的话。
All joking aside.
我们不要开玩笑。
They both sinned.
两个人都是罪人。
And they lost the garden.
他们失去了那住在伊甸园里面的权利。
And I think it's interesting that, that when Jesus rose from the grave, who was the first person to see Jesus alive?
我们看到从耶稣从死亡里面复活的时候，谁是第一个看到耶稣复活的耶稣？玛利亚。
Mary Magdalene, right?
是玛利亚。
And who does Mary, she mistakes him for someone else. Who does she mistake him for?
玛利亚认为本来误认他是其他的人。玛利亚看以为他是谁
？A gardener.
他以为他是一个园丁。
And my eyes always just passed real quick over that verse. Okay, she thought it was a gardener.
他误认他是一个看守园子的人。
But I heard one speaker say something very interesting about that.
我曾经听过一个讲到他讲过这样一个很有趣的解释。
He said, "Well, of course, the gardener makes sense."
当然，这个看守园子的人是合理的。
Jesus is the universal gardener.
耶稣基督他是真正的看守园子的人。
See, we're all lost in our desert.
我们都丧失，我们都迷失在我们的旷野，人生的旷野之中。
It's all barren and dry.
四处都是一片荒凉，干燥而且没有水。
You know, our life is tough.
我们的生命很痛苦。
There's wild animals all around.
我们周围有许多想要吞吃我们的野兽。
But Jesus.Is that gardener? He's here to restore his creation, to bring his creation back to life.
耶稣是那看守园子的人，他要使他所创造的这一切再一次的得着新的生命。
And he provides that through trusting in him.
他让我们能够得到这些，只要我们信靠他。
And he brings our hearts back to life.
他使我们心再一次的得着生命。
And then one day, literally in the new heavens and earth, we're going to see the garden again.
有一天在这新天新地里面，我们将要再看到他所手所设的这样一个园子。
You know, some of you have some nice gardens in your backyard.
你们有些人当中，你们家中有很漂亮的花园。
But I'm sorry, it's nothing compared to Jesus's garden. I'm sorry.
不管你的园子再好再美丽，跟伊甸园相比，一点都比不上。
Christ.Provides life.
耶稣基督带来生命。
Jesus is with us in our gardens.
耶稣基督在这园子里面与我们同在。
Now you might ask, how does God provide in our wilderness today?
我们可以会问到说，神他在这样子一个我们的生命当中，他如何来供应我们所需
？He still provides food.
他依然给我们食物。
And he calls it this.
他把圣经神的话
，the Bible.
圣经
it says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God."
说神人活着不是单靠食物，乃是要靠神口中所出的一切的话。
So we need to read this daily.
所以我们必须每天读神的话。
We need to read this in community, in our church.
我们必须整个教会成为一个群体，一起来读神的话语。
God gives us the gift of prayer.
神让我们有祷告的权柄。
And so we can always talk to Him now.
所以我们时时刻刻可以与神交通。
And as a church, God gives us His Holy Spirit.
那整个教会，我们也从那边得着圣灵的恩赐。
His Holy Spirit now lives inside of us.
所以圣灵住在我们的心里。
See, in the Old Testament, God's Spirit was a little bit external. He was there, but he was a cloud outside of them.
所以我们看到在旧约的经验当中，圣灵的同在，神的同在好像是在人以外的，因为看到云柱跟火柱都是在人的身体之外的。
But now for his church, the presence of God is, we are the temple. He lives inside of us.
但是我们现在成为一个教会，我们成为神的殿，所以神的灵住在我们里面。
So God provides for us now.
所以神他供应我们每天所需。
And God provides each other.
神也供应我们每一个人彼此的需要。
We don't have to walk in the wilderness alone.
我们不再需要每一个人单独的走过那人生的旷野。
So the church is here. We help each other. We love each other.
我们教会今天在这里，我们彼此互相帮助，我们彼此互相协助。
If you know, if you see a brother or sister hurting in our church, hurting.
我们如果看到我们当中，我们有弟兄姐妹，他们现在正在受苦。
Reach out to them, love them, because they might be in a desert place.
你要向他们伸出帮助的手，因为他们现在可能就在他们人生的旷野之中。
Another thing I want you to remember is that Jesus fights our battles.
而且我还要在这边提醒各位，耶稣基督他为我们征战。
You see, Israel, they were a weak nation.
所以我们记得当时以色列在旷野当中他们是一个非常微弱的民族。
And as they were going to the promised land, they had to fight battles against the enemy pagan nations.
当他们要走往那应许之地的路上的时候，他们沿路必须与那些要侵袭他们、要杀害他们的外邦的民族征战。
And it didn't matter how many soldiers Israel had.
无论当时在以色列有多少的军兵，
If God was fighting for them, He would destroy that other army.
如果神是为着他们征战，他会使那些想要侵害他们的这些外邦的军队来失败。
And if they were sinning against God, it didn't matter how strong their army was, God would allow them to have defeat.
如果以色列不遵行神的话语的话，不管以色列当时的军力多强，他会使这些使以色列人在这些外国人的外邦人的侵略之下失败。
God, they had to simply rely on God, and God would bring the victory.
信靠神，神就让他们得胜。
We'll look at 1 Samuel chapter 17.
我们看到撒母耳记第一章。
This is when David
meets.
When David meets Goliath.
我们看到大卫跟哥利亚征战。
Now, we all know the story. David takes out Goliath with one rock in his slingshot.
所以我们看到大卫用那甩石子的机旋，用一颗石头就杀死了哥利亚。
And he says this to Goliath.
他用这句话告诉哥利亚说。
And to all the soldiers standing around.
以及在当时所有在周围的军人说。
He says that all this assembly may know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear.For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand.
又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，也必将你们交在我们手里。
And so David was saying, and he understood that it didn't matter how strong he was, if God was on their side, nothing could stand in their way.
所以大卫知道。不是他个人有多强多厉害，而是神在他这一方，所以他就可以得胜。
Now you may be asking, well, how does that apply today?
你可能会问到说，这怎么样应用到我每天的生活呢？
See, Israel was a nation state back then, and we no longer have a nation state of God's people.
那当时以色列是代表神的国家，我们现在在这个世上已经没有代表神的国家。
Now we're the worldwide church.
那现在真正代表神的一个家是这个。普世的教会。
And we don't fight with swords and spears anymore.
那我们这个普世的教会，我们在这个世上征战不再是用刀用枪。
We fight with the word of God.
我们是要用神的话语来征战。
As we share this with others.
我们必须把神的话语与众人分享。
We fight with prayer.
我们要用祷告来成为我们征战的工具的军器兵器。
We trust in our God.
我们相信我们的神。
And you know when we see victory?
所以我们看到我们得到胜利是怎么样得到胜利呢？
When we share the good news of Jesus with someone who does not know Jesus,
所以当我们与那从来没有听过福音的人与他们分享这好消息的时候，我们就得着胜利。
And if that person believes, it's like someone on the enemy's side coming over to God's side.
我们就看到这些原本在敌人所捆绑所俘虏的来到我们当中，回到我们当中。
We fight with spiritual weapons.
这是一个属灵的征战，属灵的兵器。
Now, the church is also different than the Old Testament.
那今天的教会与旧约还是有不一样的地方。
We may be following Christ as hard as we can, as best as we can.
我们靠我们尽力来跟随耶稣基督，学习耶稣基督的榜样。
And God may not give us physical food.
但是可能神并没有给我们饱足，得着饱足。
God may give us cancer.
神可能给我们得着癌症。
God may have us lose our job.
神可能也会让我们生命当中失去我们的工作。
And you might say, why God? Why are you doing these things?
你可能会问神说，神，你为什么让我们经历过这些？
Because ultimately God works all things for good.
因为我们在罗马书里面看到万事互相效力。
Because just like Jesus was sent into the wilderness,
我们就看到，就像耶稣他被送到旷野之中。
God may bring something bad in your life to make you more like Christ.
神可能在你的生命当中有些不好的事情，但是为了是要让你学习更像耶稣基督。
And to use you to reach more people for Jesus.
而使用你这种受苦的经历，使更多人能够来接近耶稣基督。
There was a famous pastor.
一个很有名的牧师
who in the in Eastern Europe in the communist regime,
他那个时候正好在东欧，那个时候还在共产党的统治之下。
He was thrown in prison for many years.
他在被关在监狱里面有许多年。
And then he was released.
他被释放了。
And he did some ministry work while he was released.
他被释放的时候，他就开始做福音的工作。
But then it looked like he would be going back to prison again.
但是他看起来又像又被抓到监牢里面去了。
And you know what he said?
你知道他说什么吗？
He said, I want to go back to prison.
我希望能够再次回到监狱里面去。
Because there's so many guys in prison who need Jesus.
因为在监狱里面有许多人从来没有听过福音。
He was concerned about their souls.
他是关心他们的灵魂。
And he said, if I get thrown in prison for preaching the gospel, then God bless me, I'm going to share the gospel to those inmates.
如果我被关到监牢里面去，神使用我能够向我周围的囚犯来传福音的话，感谢神，这是他给我的美意。
Now who talks like that?
谁会这样说呢？
That's crazy talk.
这是很疯狂的想法。
But you know what? He understood what was happening in that country.
但是他知道在他的那个国家里面是怎样一个状况。
And he had a wonderful ministry in prison.
他在监狱里面有一个非常好的服事。
See, God purposely sent him to prison.
所以神用意的，他有特别的用意，把他送到监牢里面去。
See, he turned around the equation.
他把这个他生命当中的这个方程式把它转变了。
Instead of saying, "Where was God in the wilderness?"
他可能不是像有些人抱怨说，当我在人生的旷野当中，主啊，你在哪里
？He said, "Lord, if I get to go to the wilderness, then please use me for your glory."
他这样子祷告说，如果神啊，如果你送我到旷野去，求你在旷野使用我。
And see, his testimony emboldens Christians.
所以他的见证是让我们看到一个勇敢的基督徒的榜样。
Those who give their life for Christ, they encourage us.
所以那些为神献上生命的人，来用他们的生命的见证来鼓励我们。
Because you know what? Those who have died for Christ, they've learned what Jesus learned.
所以那些为耶稣基督殉道的人，他们学到了耶稣基督的榜样。
Man shall not live on bread alone.
人不单活着，不是单靠食物，
but on every word that comes from God.
而是要靠神口中所出的一切的话语。
Even if they take my food away,
即便他们把我的食物拿走，
even if they take my water away,
即便他们把我的水取
去， I've got the bread of life.
但是我有生命的粮食，
I've got living water.
我有活水，
they can't take that away from me.
这永生的食物，他们没有办法从我身上取去。
It's Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
And so, we can be used in any circumstance for God's glory.
所以我们不管在什么情况下，我们都可以为神所用。
You know, I just learned that in the country of Iran, recently they've had the fastest growing church in the world.
所以我们刚学到，在刚知道一件事情，在伊朗这个国家，他们有世界上成长的最快的基督教会。
And a place we would never want to live.
那个地方，我们根本基督徒不想活在那个地方，不想住在那个地方。
Many Iranians are coming from a Muslim faith to a Christian faith because they realize that Jesus is God.
许多人他们离开了穆斯林的信仰， 他们回归到耶稣基督的信仰当中，因为他们知道耶稣基督是真神。
And they're giving their life for Christ.
他们愿意把他们生命献上为着耶稣基督。
And their testimony is emboldening other Christians in Iran to stand up for their faith.
他们这种生命的见证，使得更多人因着他们的勇敢而愿意来相信。
They understand that Christ is all we need, and Christ is with us.
他们说，耶稣基督是我唯一需要所需要的。
So I just want to encourage you today. Remember, Jesus is with us every step of life.
所以我们在这边要鼓励大家，耶稣基督在你生命当中的每一刻都是与你同在的。
Some of you may say, you know, I have cancer.
有些人你可能说我有得着癌症。
Jesus understands suffering.
耶稣知道你的受苦。
He was ripped apart and nailed to a cross.
他的身体他受到钉痕，他在十字架上为你而死。
He's with you to comfort you and strengthen you in your dark time.
他安慰你，扶助你，不管你在生命当中多么黑暗的时刻。
Some of you may say, you know, my really good friend, they turned their back on me. They betrayed me.
你可能说，我最好的朋友，他们离开了我，背弃了我。
Jesus understands that because he got betrayed for 30 pieces of silver by one of his best friends.
耶稣也明白知道，因为他最好的朋友，他的门徒，为了三十银钱来违背他，背弃了他。
Some of you, as you know, I just lost a loved one. I'm really in mourning. I've lost a close friend of mine.
有些人说，我失去了我生命当中最重要的人，我失去了我最好的朋友，我心中非常的悲伤。
And Jesus understands because the Bible says he wept when he lost his good friend Lazarus.
耶稣，我们看圣经上面，约翰福音里面看到，当耶稣失去他的好朋友拉撒路的时候，他也哭了。
He understands everything we went through.
他知道我们所经过的生命当中的每一个痛苦。
And now he walks hand in hand with us.
他与我们在这当中与我们同行。
And he loves us.
他爱我们。
And he comforts us.
他也安慰我们。
And he will bring us home.
他会带我们回到那永恒的天家。
We have to look at God's desert time for us as his kindness to us.
我们必须把神所赐给我们那旷野的经历成为那最美好的经历。
It's hard to say we have to look at God's discipline of us as good for us.
我们很难去接受说神管教我们事实上是对着我们好，为着我们好。
See, sometimes we think of discipline as something really bad.
我们经常会觉得说管教是一件很不好的事情。
But God's discipline for his children is always meant for our good because he loves us.
但是神管教他儿女总是为了他们好。
And he wants us to look more like Christ.
他为了要使我们更像基督。
Look at Romans 8:28.
我们看到罗马书八章二十八节。
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And those who love God means those who have believed in Christ, who say, yes, you're my Savior, I've given my life to you.
爱神的人就是那些信靠神的人，愿意把全身生命交给神的人。
And those who are called simply means those who have been saved by Christ.
按着他旨意被召的人，就是被他所拣选来到神面前来相信他的人。
God loves his children.
神爱他的儿女。
It doesn't mean we have perfect love for him. God knows that. We're still sinners.
我们知道我们的爱并不完全，因为我们还是罪人。
But if he's our Savior,
但是他是我们的救主。
Jesus will never leave us.
耶稣永远不会离开我们。
He's always for your good.
他永远是为着我们的好处。
Even in the hard times.
就算我们在最痛苦的时候。
Even in the desert.
就算我们在旷野之中。
So the encouragement to us is do not harden your heart while you're in the desert time.
所以我想在这边鼓励大家，就是就算我们在痛苦当中，我们心也不要刚硬。
Don't let the hard time turn you away from Jesus, but let it turn, make you run to Jesus.
不要让你生命当中的苦难使你更远离耶稣基督，反而我们要利用这个苦难，让我们更靠近、更亲近耶稣基督。
Let us rest in him.
让我们在他里面得着安息。
Again, our dark time may not be something big.
或许我们的心中的苦难不是一件很大的事情。
It may be something very small and just kind of everyday mundane.
可能是一些小事情，但是每天不断持续的发生。
Maybe for you young mothers.
或许对年轻的母亲来说。
Your day is full of just changing diapers all day.
所以你觉得每天你要做的事情，就你的苦难就是每天都要换尿布。
Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, and that's you know you're just home all day.
或许你是一个在家里面的家庭主妇，你觉得你每天你生活没有目标，就是每天就待在家里。
Maybe you're like I'm wasting my life. What am I doing here?
或许我是在浪费我的生命，我在这边做什么呢
See, God understands.
但是神完完全全了解。
God's called you to be a mother.
神呼召你成为一个母亲。
And your first mission field is your children.
你的服侍的工厂就是你的儿女。
God is with you in the small things in life as well.
神在小事上面要用你。
Some of you are like, I'm so sick of doing laundry all the time.
我做这个每天洗衣服洗得好烦。
You're just sick of the routine of life.
你对每天持续要发生的事情要做的事情觉得很烦。
God is with you in that routine of life.
神与你同在每时每刻。
He's with us every step of the way.
他与我每天每一步都在一起。
Listen, some of you have had dark times.
我们知道我们当中许多人有失败有痛苦的经历。
I've had dark times.
我生命当中也有一些黑暗的时刻。
And if you haven't had a dark time yet, just wait.
如果你还没有的话，你就有耐心的慢慢等。
It's coming.
迟早会来的。
Because God does not want to leave us where we are.
神不愿意你留在现状。
God wants to mold us and make us into His Son.
神想要用不同的境况来磨造你，来铸造你。
I tell you, when I've been depressed.
所以我们曾经有过。失望的时刻
I don't feel like God is near.
我们许多时候会觉得神不在我们的身边
I don't feel like I have much love for God.
我们会觉得说我对神根本就没有什么特别的爱
But we have to remember the truth.
但是我们要记得这样的真理
And Jesus said, I'm with you to the end of the age.
耶稣说我会与你直到世界与你同在直到世界的末了
I put my spirit in you.
我把我的灵放在你的里面
I love you.
我爱你
I'm making you like my son.
我是让你成为像我的儿子一样。
And so even if I don't feel good on the inside,
就算我里面不觉得好受
I have to stop having a pity party for myself.
我要不要自爱自怜
And I say, Lord, okay, I got to put one foot in front of the other and trust you.
我必须一步一步的往前走，要信靠你。
Because your plan is always good.
因为你的计划是永远都是美善的。
And I will follow you despite what I feel.
我要持续的来跟随你。不管在我生命上面发生什么样的事情
Because you're worthy,
因为你是配得那
And I need to tell others about Jesus.
你是配得那赞美的
So God help me keep moving forward.
求神帮助我每天持续的在他旨意里面往前行
And let God and His word refresh you.
让神的话语每天来更新我们的生命
Count it all joy when you face various trials.
在我们在各样的试探当中我们要以大喜的时时来计算他的恩典
Because the Apostle James says the testing of our faithBring us into more maturity into Christ.
所以，这就像雅各所雅各书里面所说的，在苦难当中，我们要大喜乐。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父。
Lord, thank you for going into the wilderness first.
主，我们感谢你，你为我们先行到旷野里。
Thank you for Jesus undergoing a desert experience.
谢谢主，你自己在耶稣的生命当中先有了那旷野的经历。
Christ's whole life was a life of discipline.
我们看到耶稣他一生都是在你的管教之中。
Jesus had to learn obedience through what he suffered.
耶稣从他的苦难当中学习了顺服。
So that he would be our perfect savior.
所以他成为我们那完美的救主。
God, thank you that Jesus has provided the salvation for us.
感谢你，耶稣基督为我们提供这样的救赎。
God, by nailing our sins to the cross,
把我们的罪钉在那十字架上
and coming back,
而且复活
to live forever,
使我们得着永生
Lord, I just pray that if anyone in here does not know Christ as Savior,
主，我们在这边祷告，如果当中我们还有人还没有相信耶稣基督的
they would say, Yes, I need Jesus.
他说，你要在这个时候就说，是的，我愿意相信
And Lord, help us who are in our wilderness now.
求主也帮助我们这些心中在苦难的旷野当中的人。
God, our lives are a sanctification process.
帮助我们，保守我们的心，使我们能够更相信，更信靠你。
God, make us more like Christ.
主啊，帮助我们更像耶稣基督。
God, help us not reject your disciplining hand.
帮助我们不要拒绝你管教的手。
But God, help us accept your hand of discipline so that we would better be used by you.
帮助我们能够接受你的管教，使我们能够更为你所用。
God, you always want our best.
主啊，你永远是为着我们而好。
Our best is to bring glory to you.
而且使我们能够把最好的主你自己的。
And to live like Christ.
使我们能够活着像耶稣基督。
God, help us have joy.
主啊，帮助我们，使我们有喜乐。
Joy that we've been saved.
让我们有得救的喜乐。
That we will have an eternal home.
让我们有一个永远的添加的喜乐。
And that Jesus loves us.
那耶稣基督爱我们的喜乐。
And God, for all of your children,
也求主让我们每一个属他的儿女。
You say the same thing over us that you said over Jesus.
就像你对耶稣基督所说的话，也来同样的来告诉我们。
You are my beloved sons and daughters with whom I'm well pleased.
你是我所喜爱的儿女，我所喜悦的。
God, thank you for that.
主啊，谢谢你。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now is the time.